This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Am I on the air? There we go. It turns out... that Biden and the Democrats skyrocketed rents by opening our borders to 12 million illegals. Mm-hmm. And now they want to blame Donald Trump for the cost of living.
Well, of course.
Right. J.D. Vance has got this figured out.
There's another component of this, Sean, which to me is maybe the most important because I care so much about our young people being able to afford a good life. A lot of young people are saying housing is way too expensive. Why is that? Because we flooded the country with 30 million illegal immigrants who were taking houses that ought by right go to American citizens. And at the same time, we weren't building enough new houses to begin with, even for the population that we had. So what we're doing is trying to make it easier to build houses, trying to make it easier to build factories and things like that so that people have good jobs. We're also getting all of those illegal aliens out of our country, and you're already seeing it start to pay some dividends.
Incredible statistic we had from Dr. Peter St. Onge, and people aren't really paying attention to this, about the very tiny increase in rent, not 0.1%. That is historically almost non-existent increase in rent prices. No inflation. That'll really help the working class, right?
Yeah.
That'll help young people who are struggling. We all ended up, renting, living in an apartment. I did. Everybody did. Why? He was the only one who said it. Deportation of 2 million people. That's why. Remember how used car prices were skyrocketing? If your car broke down, God help you. Because you couldn't afford a new one. You couldn't afford an old one, right? Same thing's going on. Used car prices across the board either stagnated or dropped. Why? What is the first thing you do before you get on that plane, take that free flight back home and the $1,000 reward for getting on it from Donald Trump? You sell your car. A lot of the struggle was dumping 12 million people on America and then 4 million more immigrant visas. That's 1 million a year given out. And then on top of that, 13 million visa overstays. If you're counting, that's 30 million people. In 4 years. I was thinking about this driving around yesterday. We are so stupid. We don't even stop to calculate, okay, how many jobs are we creating? So like, how many of these immigrants can we take? Like, just apples to apples. Yeah. Jobs, immigrants. We're like, oh, we got to take them. Well, who's going to pay? I don't know. We'll print some money. Well, who's going to pay, for the debt? Our kids, the ones without jobs.
Yeah.
Those kids. Because there's more of them than there are those kids. It creates an impossible situation. We have given away our prosperity trying to be nice, and in the Democrats' case, trying to replace American voters, we've given away our prosperity, we've stolen our children's future, and we've left them their legacy, a pile of debt and skyrocketing rents and affordability. And now we've got a measure of it. This just came out overnight. It's mind-boggling. Because again, we're seeing Democrats having to commit massive fraud and break laws in order to find spaces in homes and places to stash their illegals. Okay, this is Scott Turner. He's the head of HUD. Listen to this. New rental demand growth reports. This is the whole rental market, not just obviously public housing. But they basically meet the demand. They have to figure out, you know, what's going on in the market. Okay. HUD Secretary Scott Turner just released a bombshell report that found between 2021 and 24, foreign-born population accounted for more than 60% of rental demand growth. In other words, and here's the wild thing, nobody spoke of this. It was like, well, there's some, you know, to the extent they would even admit there was inflation, it was Putin's fault, remember? It was Putin's fault, couldn't rent a apartment.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's always Putin's fault.
Yeah. Putin's fault, you couldn't afford groceries. Putin's fault, you couldn't afford a car. Well, it turns out it was Biden's fault because he opened the border. 60% of rental demand growth was attributable to the surge in the foreign-born population. It's incredible. But that wasn't all that he found. Massive federal housing law violations by the Democrats to, get this, shove aside poor Americans, including poor Black Americans, so there would be room for immigrants, illegal immigrants, and Afghans in public housing subsidized, ironically, by Americans. Take a listen as he describes this to the astonished Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business yesterday.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That you said was favoring Afghans. Also recently rolled back more Biden-era guidance that you said was favoring Afghan refugees. Tell me about this. How are immigrants impacting the housing market from Afghanistan?
I want to read this so the American people, Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, understand what's going on during the Biden administration. Our HUD, Fair Housing and Equal Opportunity Office, we have taken down guidance that during the Biden administration encouraged landlords and property owners to forego regularly required credit checks for refugees so they didn't have to do credit checks. It encouraged landlords and public housing authorities to exempt Afghan refugees refugees from occupancy limits so they can have as many people as they wanted living in HUD-funded housing. Also advise landlords and property owners to evade the fair housing laws, which we're supposed to uphold, evade the fair housing laws by publishing marketing materials in languages other than English so that they could market to Afghan refugees. Wow. That was going on during the Biden administration, but we have since withdrawn that and torn that guidance down to restore guidance that is for the American
people. That's incredible.
That's also illegal, by the way. Can you imagine advertising the public housing availability in a foreign language that only the Afghan immigrants can read it and understand it?
I'm sorry. You can call me jingoistic if you want to, but the federal government has no business printing anything in any other language than English.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how you define what a sovereign nation is. You have a common set of values, a common language, a common type of economy, and you have to have things in common with the people there. And you want to encourage people who are like-minded if you want to become a part of this, to enter legally and to become a part of our culture and our society. But by, you know, singling out certain nationalities and certain languages, it's just a complete opposite of what, you know, a sovereign nation should be doing.
And then you start thinking about, okay, like, what language, though? I mean, I'm sure there's nice people in Afghanistan, but were they not the enemy, the place we fought a war, because they hosted our enemy that killed 2,000 of us?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And now they go to the front of the line. I mean, and we wait in the back of the line, including the poorest Americans. So think about it, veterans, disabled, you know, I mean, all kinds of folks like that. And this is by the party that claims they are the ones who are taking up for the poor. They are the ones who are taking up for the discriminated against. No, they're the ones doing the discrimination.
Yes.
And it's all about votes. This is so cynical. They had to jam them into public housing ahead of Americans is what they're doing. So just to recap, Biden and the Democrats skyrocketed rents by opening our borders to 12 million illegals plus a million a year more on visas, including people they did not vet. And now they blame Trump for the cost of living.
Well, of course. Yeah.
Because he's not fixing their mess fast enough. That's where we are.
A mess which they will not admit to, but they created. Yeah.
But those are some astonishing numbers. And I'm really glad. And Trump needs to very forcefully do this. And so does all of his surrogates to explain, listen, when you cram, I just keep saying it over again, when you cram 12 million more people in here illegally, and you're only creating a million new housing units a year for everybody, for Americans, for them, you know, you're going to have skyrocketing rent costs. You're going to have skyrocketing car costs. Things are going to go through the roof. And this affects home sales too, because then, you know, the landlords were the ones buying homes.
Yeah.
So, by the way, that's a violation of fair housing law. So I don't know who did that, but they need to be criminally investigated. Of course they won't be, but they need to be criminally investigated. This is just more crime and more fraud by Democrats.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.